أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة. In this ayat, the next ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى explains to Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم that you will see that those who are the munafiqeen, who are hiding kufr in their hearts, outwardly they are showing that they are with the Muslims. But you will see the condition will be such that فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضًا, to dekhega unko jinke dil mein bimari hai. You will see those people who have got the sickness of nifaq, of hypocrisy in their heart, that their actions, you will make it clear that they are not sincere Muslims, but that they are more afraid of the conditions of the world. يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ دَعَرْ كَرْ مِلْتَ هَيْ اُنْمَ, and they go rushing and eagerly to meet with the non-believers. And why they are meeting with the non-believers when they have to be just as in the ayat in front, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had explained that keep friendship only with the believers. Your love must be for those who have got iman. And also your company must be for those that have got iman. So those are the people you should follow. Then why are you going and meeting with the non-believers? So what is their answer and what do they say? يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَى أَن تُصْعِبَنَا دَائِرَةً, کہتے ہیں کہ ہم کو ڈر ہے کہ نہ آ جاوے ہم پر گردش زمانہ کی. We are afraid that the changes of time don't go against us. And what was meant by that? That if, نعوذ باللہ, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his deen do not overpower the other people. But in fact, they get overpowered because it was a time of a struggle between the forces of righteousness, the nur of Allah Ta'ala, and the forces of shaitan, the darkness of shaitan. So people could not see clearly. So in case the non-believers get the upper hand over Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we are going to face problems. So let us keep ties with the non-believers also, even if it is quietly, but so that when the changes of time come, then we are not in problems and in difficulties. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains then in front that these people are just their own nafs parast. They just want their own benefit. They are not looking at the truth and they are not looking at what the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala are. The lesson for us to learn here is that we also should have that full conviction that the only truth is the truth of Iman and Islam. And only that will give us our success in this world also. And we should follow in the ways and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. All the commandments which Allah Ta'ala has given us in our daily task, we should follow that, and in there lies our success. Though, as it is explained in this ayat, presently we might go through some difficulty or hardship, whether it is like in Islamic banking and Islamic finance, whatever, or whether it is the other way of all this interfaith things, and we should not keep company with those who are on the wrong path, but we should follow strictly those who are on the right path, and we should follow that right path. As it showed all the time in the history of Islam, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and all along, that as long as we was firm on the deen of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's protection and help was there. When we start changing the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then all these problems we start facing and we have these difficult conditions which come to us in this world. So may Allah Ta'ala guide us that we ourselves remain firm on the true deen which was given to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and we see to it that we enforce that deen at least with our children, with our family people, with whoever we can, that we try and bring that proper deen and not the deen of all other modern ideas, etc. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.